Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for a very dungeon crawler edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am your host, Corey, and I am joined by Basher.
It's good to join you here. This is
nothing like a good drawn.
Oops, sorry about that.
The world is in chaos, but we are still playing Game Pass games because we are committed.
Is it chaos? Oh, I don't know if it's chaos for me. I'm having a go at it right now. I think everything's okay.
If there was a chaos emerald, chaos control wouldn't even help us.
This is untrue. Sonic will save the day. You're just being foolish right now. You're being absolutely foolish.
He's a faker. But we are not talking about Sonic. Today we're going to be talking about Minecraft Dungeons. So beginning episode, as always, we're going to go through some of the details and we're going to talk about Minecraft Dungeons. But before all that, we're going to talk a little bit about rating us on iTunes and Spotify and your favorite podcast services. Why don't you look us up? We're on all those services and give us a rating. It helps. I don't think you... Maybe you don't think it does. Maybe you think your voice doesn't matter, but I promise you it matters to the algorithm. And the algorithm
is God.
It really is. It's kind of disturbing how much that algorithm matters, but it helps us in the algorithm. So if you could give us a rate, that would just be fantastic. But all right, let's get on with the games here. We're going to talk about Minecraft Dungeons, developed by Mojang and Double 11. Mojang, obviously known for Minecraft. And I believe Double 11 was a support studio on this. And they didn't really talk about much about the development of this game in terms of who handled what. But it is known that it was sort of a side project from a couple Mojang developers. As Double 11 is more of a support studio, they port a lot of games, etc. I'm guessing that they were sort of a support studio on this, but not entirely sure. Regularly priced at $19.99, is available on PC, Xbox, PS4. Is it on Switch? Yes, it is. It is also on Nintendo Switch. There is no crossplay as of right now. They have said that there will be a patch coming that will work for crossplay on Xbox and PC, but there has not been anything said about Switch and PS4 in terms of those playing with Xbox. If I had to guess, I mean, Sony has sort of dropped that shield, I guess, you know, for a long time. They were kind of the one that was like, no, we're not, like, we're going to dip our toe in it with Fortnite and Call of Duty and all that, but they've basically dropped the shield. So I'd have to assume.
I think that's been the case for years. Just I think the victor determines who allows crossplay. If you're winning the generation, you tend to be the last one to be open anything.
But it's strange because if you look at the numbers, Switch is also They can throw their weight around a little bit.
They could.
and I think Microsoft saw that, and that's why they partnered with them first. You know, they put Ori on the Switch, they put Cuphead on the Switch, they did some crossplay stuff, and you know, Banjo's in Smash kind of thing. So I think it sort of forced Sony's hand a little bit. Banjo is in Smash, yes.
Oh, that's That's the best they got, huh? All right.
I mean, you're not going to put Master Chief in Smash, are you?
I mean, you should.
Let's get back to Minecraft. DLC, this game will have DLC. They've already announced two packs. There'll be a total of 6 levels. One will be coming out in July. The other one is rumored for September. But it is not clear as of right now if that will be included on Game Pass or not, which I'd have to assume it will be. You know, when it comes to Master Chief Collection and gears and all that stuff, you get everything with Game Pass. But I guess Forza Horizon 4, you don't actually, now that I think about it. So I don't know. We'll have to see whether or not Game Pass will be in on that or not. And finally, it is Xbox One X enhanced, sporting a 4K resolution as well as increased graphic fidelity, which is kind of strange in a Minecraft game, but we'll talk about that. But yes, for you Xbox One X enhanced or Xbox One X owners out there, you will get some nice goodies on your fancy machine. Maybe you're rocking a Project Scorpio edition like myself, just so I can look at the front of my box. Like, yeah, it says Project Scorpio. And then I never look at it again. So do we really care how consoles look? Like, honestly?
I do not care, but I still have an opinion. I'm that guy where it's like, I'll make fun of it, but I'm not going to care.
See, like, the only thing that drives me nuts, and both the PlayStation and Xbox do it, is they put stupid lights on the front of their consoles. Like, Microsoft's, I can sort of deal with it because it does have a sensor in it, so it will brighten and decrease the brightness on the luminosity of the button. Still too bright for my liking. Give me an option to just turn it off. But I don't understand Sony's. Like, there's light on the front of it, but it doesn't go all the way across. Like, why doesn't it go all the way across?
Because lights are halfway cool?
I don't get it.
Who cares about how it looks? I mean, just... Yeah.
Well, you got the Series X, which is a tower of power, but we'll see. Maybe we're going to see that PlayStation 5 soon. Anyway, this, again, nothing to do with Minecraft. Talk about Minecraft Dungeons. This is a dungeon crawler, which I think is actually a disservice already. A lot of people like to talk about this game as like a Diablo clone, and I do not agree. I do not agree in the slightest.
So the way the missions are kind of laid out is, you have this sort of overworld and you just go through level to level, and there seems to be a storyline or a plot line through each of the missions, each of the areas.
Sure.
But and that's really, I think, where people get their Diablo vibe from, because you have your hub world, and then from your hub world you go to the different acts, if you will. Okay, and that's when you start thinking, oh, this is like Diablo, and this really is more like Gauntlet, but...
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to shut this down. This is not a Diablo game in any capacity. This is a Gauntlet game,
through and through, but like not even like the... Is Gauntlet with like other genre aesthetic?
Right, like it's Gauntlet with extremely light action RPG mechanics. You know, like you can switch your weapon. you do get different weapons that you can equip, but that's it. Like, there is no character building, there is no classes, there is no
there's no a lot of things really. Which
yeah,
is kind
but,
of-
but that's. And but that's why, like, I'm hesitant to call it a Diablo game, because like Gauntlet is the same way. I have played Gauntlet Legends and Gauntlet Dark Legacy for way more of my life than I should have. And I'm okay with that, though, because those games are simplistic in a way that it almost harkens back to old school games, to where there's a very basic premise. I can either be a jester and throw bombs, or I can be a Valkyrie and throw a sword. And every time I level up, I get a little bit cooler. I get a little bit stronger. And the game changes up the palette every now and then, and I get to look at new and cool stuff. And there's some hidden things here and there. And I liked it. It's a great game to sit around with some buddies and play. And the fact that people are trying to push it as a Diablo game, I think, just is a bad idea, because I think people are going to play this thinking they're going to get something that they're not. And I don't want to focus too much on this, but I really want to emphasize that I don't understand that reputation that it is getting.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's really pushing for Diablo-esque feel. I think it's just a matter. I think it's more ignorance than anything. We have not played a Gauntlet game in since that.
The PS4.
Downloadable one that was that came out a while ago. So it's like, I think it's just kind of like, what's this game kind of like? Well, we just finished playing Diablo 3, so it's kind of like that. But that said, it is very, like it's like you said, it's very much like more of a Gauntlet game. And also, like you said, like there's not a lot. There's none of this. There's none of that. There's no proc. There's no real character creation or real character buildup. All the advancements come from the items that you have and the effects that those items have on them. So you progress through the game and you getting stronger really shows itself in a form of you getting a new weapon or piece of armor or artifact. And within each one of those pieces, you have effects like you can have like your armor can throw snowballs that stuns nearby enemies. Your sword,
which is ripped straight out of Gauntlet. Just saying.
Right. Which you have your sword, your spears can attack twice as fast or double. So when you get hit, you can dish out as much X amount of damage that you took. That's how you kind of progress through the game. And it creates for me, a very boring experience because by the end of the game, it's not like Diablo, purposely so. It's more like Gauntlet. But even that said, Gauntlet for sure has its character, has its classes at the very least. So like that barbarian class is going to be the barbarian through and through, whereas this game, I think on one hand they thought, oh great, they could be anything they want, but like you're not really anything at the end. You're just a random dice roll of a character. And I just right. it really bores me.
Yeah, I'm struggling with this one because I think I'm on the other end in terms of like, it doesn't bore me, but it doesn't, what I'm looking for from this game isn't exactly engaging, if that makes sense. Like I think you can make that argument even with current Diablo. Like, you know, I play Diablo 3 every now and again still, simply because like, I know what I'm going to get and it's comfort food gaming, I guess you could say. But the stuff that does bother me is the similar stuff. It's like, man, like I wish I could just like, can I just like buy a sweet headdress or something? Like it's cool that I can find one, but it doesn't have the thing where, you know, that modern dungeon crawlers or even stuff like Destiny have, where if I like a weapon, I can sort of hang on to that weapon. Or I can customize it in a way that I want, or I can craft my character in a way that I want. And like, so that's the stuff that bothers me. But it is a game that also, I think, significantly shoots itself in the blocky knee of it's way too easy at first. Like you can walk through this game just before someone freaks out. Yes, I know there's difficulty options, et cetera, but even still, like, the game seems to have like a hard cap of like, once you hit like level 25, it's like, okay, clearly you've figured it out at this point. We're going to start making this more difficult. And by then you've probably beat the game once and it wants you to beat it multiple times. But I think a lot of people are going to play it once, beat it and be like, all right, that's cool. Like, I'm done. But it is Diablo in that, to where it's like beating Diablo the first time, that's like the tutorial. Like, that's the game teaching you how to play it, and now it's gonna start throwing more mobs at you. It's gonna start throwing tougher mobs, new champions, new etc. All that happens in Minecraft Dungeons, but it just doesn't present it in a way that, since your character development isn't quite there, like you you could never go into that second playthrough and you're still kind of getting the same experience. Like, it's still a better game the second and third time through because it's more difficult and you have to actually sort of manage certain things, et cetera, that you don't have to manage on normal, but it just doesn't have that character development that you want. So then, like, I'm super back and forth on it because of that.
No, I mean, the thing you touched on is, like, it has those things that Diablo has, but, like, I'd even say it's everything in this game is so watered down and neutered. It's just mind-numbing. Like, it really is, because After our online playthrough, I went back online, played on PC, unlocked a lot more high-end gear and stuff, and started replaying the levels on harder modes, on hard difficulties. And the first thing I noticed is it's one of those artificial harder difficulties in the sense that enemies are
the Borderlands thing.
Yeah, enemies aren't smarter. They're not more clever. Like, the paths aren't more dangerous. It's just a matter of, you know, that enemy you fought last time? Well, it's the same thing. It's the same one, but instead there's two of them, and now they have a lot of health.
Right, or they hit harder.
And they hit harder. And they're just as dumb. Like,
right.
Like the pathfinding ability in these creatures are just...
Which, I don't... That's such a tough thing because there's not a lot of games that, like, I think Halo is probably the one that comes to mind that the enemy behavior actually changes with changing the difficulties. But, like, that's such a thing that I don't understand how more developers, especially in this type of game, haven't implemented that.
Devil May Cry.
And, yeah. Division is the other one, too. Like, Division 2 significantly changes how that game plays when you change up the difficulty of it. So, but at the same time, like, this is also a Minecraft game, right? Like, so maybe was that a deliberate decision or not?
See, that's the part I was kind of wrestling with, because I've never played Minecraft, but the people that I
maybe we should have prefaced that.
Yeah, right. Well, or maybe not, though, because it's a different genre. It's like, do you have to play Gears before playing Gears Tactics? Like, two completely different games.
Right.
But, so, like, the two friends that I have that play Minecraft, they want me to play Minecraft because I believe it's so pretty much, well, I call it dumb and simple, but, like, they're like, no, it's not that. It's not, yes, it's for kids, but there's a depth to it, a depthness to it, where it's like, it's easy to pick up and play, but it takes time to really kind of master and get real into the nitty gritty of it.
Right. Like, if there was a spreadsheet on what to do in Minecraft, it would be significantly, there would be page absolutely. Upon page upon page. And
absolutely.
Dungeons, not so much.
Exactly. Like, and that's why I think this is, for lack of a better word, sort of offensive. I feel like they outsourced this to a studio, said, we want to slap Minecraft on a dungeon crawler, do it. And it's like, we could make this as easy to pick up and hard to master as Minecraft, or we can do what we it feels like the developers didn't play Minecraft either. And it's just like,
yeah,
they just saw it and they're like, this is for kids, right? Okay, we'll make a dungeon crawler for kids.
Yeah. Which is kind of interesting because, like, Minecraft itself, I've literally played about 7 minutes of Minecraft, so I'm basing this only on, you know, hearsay and what I know about the game and stuff, is that it's sort of it isn't offensive to children in terms of it doesn't treat them like a child. It is very good at teaching them how to play the game, and it doesn't assume that they're stupid and they can't figure it out. Whereas this game, like, it's almost like they approached it like a kid's game in that, well, this is for children, therefore we can't make it difficult because they won't understand it, which is a very different approach to a video game than making a game for kids, if that makes sense. Like, Super Lucky's Tale, which I think we came to the consensus is for children. That game, it makes sense for that game because when you play it, you're like, okay, like it's for kids. But Spyro the Dragon can be enjoyed by everybody. But a lot of people think that game's made for kids. So it's like, but they didn't go into creating Spyro the Dragon as a kid's game. So it's just, I don't know. It's super strange in that capacity. I don't even know if I'm making sense, but yeah.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right, because it's just, there's not, I won't say there's not a lot of depth here. I'm going to say there's no depth here. like this game does not change face at all. Like compared to a Diablo or even one of the better Gotland games, in the later stages, you're changing a lot about how you play and how you get through. Whereas Minecraft Dungeons, up until the end where I stopped playing, I had this cool gear and whatnot, but I'm still simply holding down the A button. And that's all you have to do to get through these dungeons. Just hold down A, and then sometimes you use your artifact. But if you leveled up properly and your skills on point, you won't even need to pop a healing totem. Just hold down A, and the mobs just run at you with no sense of, I'm going to go around and do this instead. I'm going to do this. Like, you have two mob types. One runs directly at you, and the archers have an exact defined distance they stay away from you.
Right. And they don't – what's strange, like, no spoilers or anything, but what's strange is the last boss is, like, shockingly difficult. And because, like, it's you can't approach it the same way that you approach the rest of the game. I just kind of want to throw that out there, but no, yeah, I agree. It's like the archers they get just in range enough that you can take them out with your distance weapon. And then if you try to move in, like they will always try to create a perimeter around you at the exact same distance every time, which is kind of a strange, I don't want to say design, but it's just a strange thing about it that they don't ever, it's like their AI path is literally one note. It's like, go to this distance, shoot. Like that's it. And that's just, it's just strange.
Like even like the elite ones, I feel like the elite ones should at least have a different set number away, so they can at least be out of range. You have to work. Like, that's the other thing too, like that bothers me about the games like this. It's like with Diablo, or especially like the Gauntlet games, I kind of need to watch your back. You need to watch mine. Like, we may not be working directly in tandem with each other, but we need each other to get through this. Whereas this game is solo. This is solo with a solo friend. It doesn't
really... Like, that's the lack of classes. Like, since everyone's playing the exact same character, you're doing the exact same thing. And even in Diablo, or even in Gauntlet, for the most part, you are all the same character, except your weapon looks different, but there are small differences, like with your special abilities, et cetera. So it's even in that capacity, I guess you theoretically could have you could have like a totem, and I could have a bomb or something instead. Like, so you could have a couple small variances, but because of the AI, like it doesn't really matter.
And that would be something to think about going in. Like, if we jumped online and said, hey, what loadout do you have? I'm going to have this loadout.
Right.
That's not even an option. You don't have the loadouts. So like, once I stop playing with you, I might figure I don't need this totem anymore. I don't need this item anymore. I don't need this armor anymore. And then next time we play together, it's like, I'm back to me being a solo character. And so it's like, and I can't just go back to a quote unquote class that would allow me to be more helpful to you or the rest of my teammates. So it's like, it truly feels like baby's first dungeon crawler. And I find that, again, sort of offensive, because I feel like, as someone who's never played Minecraft before, I feel like Minecraft is a lot more intricate than that. Because part of the reason right now I won't play Minecraft is because I feel like it's just too deep at this point.
Yeah, like that's maybe it's just me being older now, but it's like the idea of a game that A, doesn't end, B, has mechanics that might require a Google search, and C, a child could destroy me at, in just terms of knowledge. I'm just like, you know what? I'm good. Like, I'll go here and play Diablo 2 again for the 100th time instead, kind of thing. But I want to, as two people have not played Minecraft, I know enough to also know that this doesn't have anything in common with Minecraft.
Right.
Like,
I don't want to say because I didn't play it, but right.
I know enough to, like, this is not, you know, the last Microsoft game that came out, Gears Tactics, it made sense, right? It was already sort of a cover-based game, so they had to sort of change. There wasn't a lot to change, if that makes sense. Like, the game still goes in third person at times, but all you had to do was swing the camera out. I don't want to say this to make it sound like that's like that was an easy game to make, because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, the genre difference made sense. This one, like, I feel like it could make sense, but the way they approached it doesn't, because it just, I'm not, even the story, like, even if the story was like, okay, you're going to go to these different places, and when you beat the boss or whatever, you're going to go back and you're going to build your town up, you know, like you're going to lay the foundation, and you're going to go to the forest and you're going to get wood, and then you're going to go to the mountains, you're going to get stone, and that's going to allow you to sort of customize your town, you know, like maybe you want to put the butcher over here, or maybe you want to put the blacksmith over here, and then you can sort of customize the way their house. But no, like, there's nothing. There is absolutely nothing when it comes to building. I think that's crazy.
And which is why, I mean, again, the only word I can come up with is offensive, because it really feels like, it feels like we made a Minecraft Dungeons game. It's like, right. I don't know what Minecraft is. The kids right. like it. It looks like blocky stuff. Like, I do know a dungeon crawler, though. So let's do that.
Microsoft. I was like, can I get those assets? They're like, yeah, sure. Why not?
That was it.
You'll be fine, right? Phil Spencer emailed me directly and was like, you good? And I was like, yeah, great. Great. I played a little Gauntlet, and I was like, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, like, it's weird.
It's weird.
It really does blow my mind, because, again, like, I know I've said a million times I don't play it, but I do have a lot of respect for a game that's been around that long, as long with the fans that it has, and the kind of depth that they say that it does have. It feels just crazy to me that you have the license and you do this with it. Like, right. you could have done a lot more. Like you could have spent the time to actually make a Diablo clone. Diablo clone would have been like, what's so gangbusters?
Right. The IP, like, it does make sense in this genre. Like, it's about building and crafting, which is basically what you do in an action RPG like Diablo. Like, it's not as brute force in the building aspect, but the crafting and the creating, like, yeah, like, that's definitely what you do. I don't know. I don't want to keep harking on it, because I feel like we're repeating ourselves. But what I will say is that, like, I did have a good time with it. And Microsoft has been very good about supporting their games. I was a big Killer Instinct person. If you would have told me that we would have got 3 seasons out of Killer Instinct when it first came out, I would have called you crazy. Like, that game, that's a phenomenal video game. Gears 4 got great support. Gears 5 got great support. Halo 5, great support. Sea of Thieves is the other one. Like, that's a game.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about it, and I played that game when it launched, and then when we played it earlier this year, there was really one huge flaw with it that we found, but we had a good time with it, and there was a lot of stuff to do there. And most recently, they have fixed the issue that we had. So, like, they are listening to their community, but it just always seems like, and, you know, this is, quote, sometimes the argument of Game Pass, like, well, they just throw whatever they want on Game Pass and hope it does well. And it's just like, sure, but that's every video game. Look at Destiny. Like, Destiny, both times it came out, was shockingly, shockingly shallow. But with time, they got them where they needed to be. But I think that's just kind of the era that we're living in terms of games as a service. You know, like, a game comes out and it's no longer a complete package anymore. You know, it comes out and it's like, okay, well, wait for the DLC kind of thing. The question is, are they going to do that with this game? Like, is the foundation there to keep supporting this game in a way that makes sense, but as well will sort of fix the issues that we have? And that's where, like, at this moment, I'm like, if I was a betting man, I would say no. Like, I feel like we're just going to get more levels, maybe some new items. That's probably
it. Yeah, that's pretty much what it's going to be. I just don't. I mean, like, yeah, they have to, unless they add more Minecraft elements to this game, I don't see the purpose of it being Minecraft Dungeons. So let's just update, say, as you pointed out, like, go here, like, well, in this level, you'll gather up some wood, come back to that hub area, and then you can build X or Y or Z. Other than that, like, I don't see them really overhauling the gameplay. They will keep it pretty simple. And if you want anything more with more depth, you probably have to wait for the sequel, if anything.
Right. Which, I don't know, like, it's weird that, like, I kind of just wish they would start doing that, because I want to see what this game would do fully fleshed out, because I think it could be pretty cool. But what are you going to do, I guess?
We're gonna rate it. That's what we're gonna do.
It's so weird. Like, such a weird story for this game. But all right, what we do on this podcast is Game Pass or pass. I think it's fair to say. Well, I think I'm higher on it than you are, just in terms of, like, I think I had a little bit more fun with it. I think that it's a good podcast game, that I call it. Like, maybe you're playing a game right now, listening to this. It's a cool game for that. Like, of just something to throw on and play. But there's just much better games to do it with, too. Like, as someone who doesn't play Minecraft, I can't comment, you know, truthfully and be like, well, if you like Minecraft, you won't like this. I can't say that. But what I will say is, as someone who looks at Minecraft and knows the basics of it just from watching and talking to people, it seems strange. It seems unlikely to me that people that are super into Minecraft would play this long term. To me, it would be, hey, let's play that Minecraft Dungeons. We got Game Pass. Play it, go through it. Maybe you'll check out the DLC if it's on Game Pass, but you're going to go back to Minecraft within a day, you know, maybe two. And that's not good enough in my book.
And if you want to play a dungeon crawler, like, they're especially if you're on PC, they're literally a million of these games. Like, and they're all have some sort of hook to them, I feel like, where it's like you'd find more enjoyment. Just there's more there.
Muted myself. Yeah, definitely. I think I agree. So as much as, like, I want to say people should check it out, but then I really can't say that with good feelings behind it. Like, in terms of this show, I think this is a pass from me. Pass on it.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. This is, like I just said, there's many, many, many other games you could play instead of this one. I think Torchlight 2 is cheaper than this still.
Which that console version is actually apparently pretty good. That's a game I want to play the console version, but it's one of those things I'm like, I own that game. I've played that game. Even though it's only $20, I'm like, but maybe that'll come to Game Pass and we'll play that. So maybe, maybe not. But all right, so I think we're in agreement. Pass this one by. Maybe play something else. Which is, for a show that is based on a Microsoft service.
I was thinking it.
It's a little rough. But hey, that's the point. We're putting it to the test. We're putting the library to the test. And okay. but interestingly, though, like, I was just thinking about this. Is this it for Microsoft before Series X?
If it is, they had quite a rough going.
No,
In
okay,
my opinion.
Wasteland. Wasteland is the other one. So Wasteland is a phenomenal game, so it'll be interesting to see how that one does. But I think it just might be Wasteland and what the heck is that name of that game? Battletoads. I think Battletoads is coming out sometime this year as well. So, but that's it, I think, in terms of Microsoft's output before Series X comes out, which obviously we'll be launching with. There's a game called Hollow or something like that.
That sounds enthralling. Can't wait to play some Hollow.
It's infinite. There's infinite Hollows. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode. I there's a game I'm forgetting. It's really, really bothering me. So I'm just going to pretend that I haven't. Flight Simulator, maybe? Anyone into some Flight Simulator?
Just knocking out of the park, left and right.
Hey, I like Flight Simulator.
You
I'm going to be honest.
You would.
Flight Simulator, that's some good stuff. So
I bet I wonder you, if yeah. I'm surprised.
Age of Empires 3, is that coming out this year? All right, that's going to do for this episode. And next week, since Microsoft decides to randomly drop day one games on the service, there's a game that came out, and that game is Golf with Friends. Or is it Golf with Friends or Golf with Your Friends?
Golf with Friends, I think.
It is indeed Golf with Friends. So next week's game, we'll be talking about Golf with Friends. We'll see you then. I could hit find the stop key.
Oh yeah, I gotta stop.
I don't where it's not there it is.